Listening and Vocabulary. Activity 1. Listen to the passage and answer the questions.
I wrote an essay for my art teacher about a painting that we had seen in an art gallery. I was worried about the essay. Did I write what the teacher wanted? When I got the essay back, the teacher had written a note at the end. It said, "Well done. You have captured the essence of the painting very well indeed." Of course, I was delighted. The teacher said, "Well done." But I thought, what does captured the essence mean? So I looked up both words in my dictionary. First, capture, verb and noun. So I looked at the verb definition. Oh dear, I found that there were 7 main meanings for the verb capture, and that it appeared in a number of common phrases as well. 7 meanings! I read the first one. Capture. To catch someone so that they become your prisoner. Well, I don't think that was what the teacher meant. The second meaning was to get control of a place from your enemy. For example, the government captured the village from the rebels. That didn't seem right either. Third meaning, to express what someone or something is really like. Aha! That's better. At the end of the 7 definitions, there was a really useful list of words you can use with capture. And I found my other word in the list. Atmosphere, essence, flavor, mood, and spirit. And you can capture someone's heart, which means that they fall in love with you. Quite a nice word, capture. Then there was essence, a noun. My dictionary only had 2 meanings of the word essence, so it was easier to find what the teacher was talking about. Essence, the most important part of something, usually the part that gives it its general character. Well, I hope that's the meaning that the teacher meant. Just in case, I had a look at the second meaning, a liquid that contains the strong smell or taste of the plant it was taken from. For example, vanilla essence. No, I'm sure that isn't what the teacher meant. So I'm very pleased for 2 reasons. Firstly, because the teacher said something nice about my essay. And secondly, that I used my dictionary to check the meaning. And the dictionary gave me clear definitions, so I could understand exactly what the teacher meant. In fact, I captured the essence of her message completely.